They had the wild, crazy, extremely biblical idea that if Christians would just unite around Jesus, the world could be saved. Look at that song on the back of your outline. I've never heard this song. I have no clue what the tune originally was. But I want you to look at the words. They are powerful. Come, my Christian friends and brethren, bound for Canaan's happy land. Come, unite and walk together. Christ our leader gives command. Lay aside your party spirit. Wound your Christian friends no more. All the name of Christ inherit. Zion's peace again restore. We'll not bind our brother's conscience. This to God alone is free. Nor contend with one another, but in Christ united be. Here's the word, the grand criterion. This shall all our doctrine prove. Christ, the center of our union, and the bond is Christian love. Here my hand, my heart, my spirit, now in fellowship I give. Now will love and peace inherit. Show the world how Christians live. We are one in Christ our Savior. He is neither bond nor free. Christ is all in all forever. In His name we all agree. Now we'll preach and pray together. Praise, give thanks, and shout, and sing. Now we'll strengthen one another and adore our heavenly King. Now we'll join in sweet communion round the table of our Lord. Lord, confirm our Christian union by Thy Spirit and Thy Word. Now the world we be constrained to believe in Christ our King. Thousands, millions be converted. Round the earth His praises ring. Blessed day, O joyful hour. Praise the Lord, His name we bless. Send Thy kingdom, Lord, with power. Fill the world with righteousness. And here's what you need to know. That song was found in a hymnal published in 1829 by Barton W. Stone. I don't know how old the song was. At least 180 years old. Some even think that Stone may have written it himself. Whether or not he did, the point is, our great-great-great-grandfathers in the Church of Christ sang this song. This is where their heart was. This is what they believed in. This is who we were. This is what we were known for. And this, I believe, is what we could be known for again. We are not responsible. I don't know how we lost this. I don't know why we became such a divisive people. I don't know all of the reasons for that. But I know this. I'm not responsible for my ancestors. I am responsible for my children. And I intend to give my children a greater legacy and a passion to live in a united kingdom.